welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Thank you. We're just going to get right into it, okay? Kicking it off with a fucking start, I want to just talk about, again, dating douchey boys. And when I say dating, I'm not physically like, oh my god, like seeing them weekly and like, ugh, lots of love. I mean when you are in the dating world and you go on dates with guys who are douchey, okay? There's a difference. So, just a little story time. At some point in this dating era of mine, I went on literally just one date with a boy and I was already like, nope, not for fucking me. Okay, let's talk about the red flags I've experienced. So here's the thing, this guy is a human, probably amazing. So much love for him as a human, maybe, I'm not sure. We can just leave it at that. Here's the thing, okay, he is a mama's boy. And if you know me, you know all my boys have mommy issues. Like, I just feel a fucking void for them, I guess, because I'm so, like, intense, probably, like their mom was. I don't know. It's just a thing. Like, girls have daddy issues. I clearly, like, I have mommy issues or something, because that's what I fucking attract. So I know that. I know my role, okay? But, like, do they know that? They need to be self-aware about their mommy issues, and then it can work. If they don't realize, and then they're putting it all on me, not the healthiest space for me to live, because I would want to take you and coddle you and take care of you and fucking nurture you like a mother does, okay? And that's not what we're here for anymore. We need to grow up a bit, like, individually on our own, and then we can work on ourselves together with each other. But, like, first do some growth on your own, okay? But anyways, this boy has mommy issues in terms of he is a mama's boy, okay? So being a mama's boy either makes you the best guy ever, or it makes you, like, so needy and so, I don't know how to describe, like, your whole world is, like, you, because that's what your mom made it seem like, oh, you are the king in the world, so, like, they project that in their everyday lives. And while I love the confidence, I can't. Like, that's not something I like in a guy. Like, they cannot walk around being like, I fucking make the world go round, meaning them. Like, they can't have that much cockiness. Like, have confidence 1000%. You have to have confidence as a guy, as a girl, whoever. But, like, I don't want you to be, like, exuberating this confidence that's, like, disgusting. It's, like, a turnoff. It's, like, too much when it becomes cocky and ugly. I'm not here for that. So, the first glance, I loved him. He was fun. We vibed instantly, okay? We had so much playful energy. There were good vibes overall. And he was funny. You could tell I was a little bit, like, I think my directness was a little, like, whoa, for him. And he would even say, like, whoa, like, this is so funny, like, you're keeping me on my toes, like, I'm on my fucking tippy toes, like, oh my god, like, what's your next move? And, like, he liked that I wasn't, like, predictable, as what he said, and I never felt like, ooh, I'm not predictable, so I'm special. Like, again, like, I don't think that, like, I don't think necessarily, like, I am special because I was something different that he might have experienced. I know there are many amazing women in this world who have the same energy and, like, lots of love. So I never want that to get confused, but I think, like, ugh, I'm amazing because he told me I was. Like, no, I'm amazing because I think I'm amazing, not because he told me I was, you know? So, anyways, we're on this date. First of all, he was one of the boys who literally only talked about himself. He was one at one point. He literally said, so what else do you want to know about me? I love questions. Ask me anything about me. And at this point, we're like 30 minutes in, he asked nothing about myself. So I was like, hello, I'm here too. That was a little red flag. And then he does go in depth about his relationship with his mom, and we love a mother-son relationship, because that's just, like, always so pure. And, like, I have a brother, my mom and my brother are really close, but, like, I just feel like for him, he made it seem like he's, like, on a pedestal in his household, and, like, he does have other siblings, but, like, he's the golden child, he's the baby boy of the house. Like, that was the energy he was giving off, and it did become a thing where I was like, okay, like, he seems a bit too, like, in, I don't know if it's in his own head, but, like, he didn't seem very self-aware with, like, like, he didn't really get the cues. Like, you know, like, when you're on a date, you can kind of get the cues, the body language, the little jokes. Like, I was trying to be like, oh, like, I was, like kind of, like, making fun of it to make sure he knew, like, whoa, like, okay, you're not going to act like that around me. Like, you're not going to, like, get that by past me. And I think he was so in his own world, like, he didn't even realize what I was trying to, like, put out there. So I was just like, okay, like, taking note, okay? Now, with him, he was another one, an instant love bomber. Another one who also said, like, you know, I usually don't like to go on dates with girls, but, like, when I met you, like, I had to. I couldn't resist you. Like, again, that, like, that shouldn't be the first thing you tell me when you meet me for the first time. And, like, I met this person in person, and then we, like, followed up, like, through, like, following up, not in person, and then that's when we planned this date. So, like, he at least, like, saw me, like, we spoke in person, but it was just, like, oh, you couldn't resist me, I'm that fucking hard to resist, like, I'm, that's not, like, I, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't feel like that is gonna make me feel like, oh, he's the one, like, he couldn't resist me, like, oh, he's gotta love me, like, that doesn't do much for me. And again, this is just me. I know, I don't know, I feel like girls nowadays are kind of weeding out the bullshit more with guys, which we love, and we need to do more often, because we gotta check them while we can, you know, like, get these men, because I'm talking about men because I'm dating men, like, I just have that personal experience, get these guys out here, like, we can't just act like how we acted in the fucking 50s and try to get away with it. And that's very extreme, very extreme, but, like, I feel like that's a thing still. Like, I still know guys who have that super old mentality, and it's just, like, that's not a thing anymore. We're in 2023. Like, women actually speak up and are heard. I mean, at least we try to be heard, and we try to be respected still. Like, women have always done that, but, like, I feel like now more than ever we've had a chance as women to uplift one another, and as other, as allies, you know, people who are on our same side that don't identify as women, like, we now have more of a ground to stand on than ever before, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And unfortunately, it is our job as the younger, newer generation, you know, we're in our 20s, at least I am, and so, like, I do have responsibility of, like, when I have my kids, like, they have to be woke. We gotta have this shit going, okay? I have to also do my research. I have to stay woke, for the lack of better words, you know? And I think that even though it's annoying to have this pressure, it's the pressure we have as a society, as women, as, you know, I'm a Gen Z, like, it's just a thing. We are known Gen Z, oh, we're gonna change the world, we're gonna be the change, we're gonna finally make it through, like, we are giving the energy that, like, the 60s and 70s activists gave in America, okay? And, like, that's just what we're here for, I guess. At least that's, I get it, I'm doing my part, I wanna make these men woke. I need us to do better, you know? So with him, I could already tell, like, he had a lot of the old-fashioned traditional mindset in terms of dating and the different roles that women and men hold in relationships. So obviously that's not for me. If you fucking know me, if you listen to this podcast, you fucking know it's not for me. But I mean, again, I'm like, you know what, people can change. We're literally an hour into the date, like, it can't be that fucking brutal. Like, he was obviously fine, he was fun, he was funny, he laughed a lot at me, and I think it was because I was just, like, over, I think when I'm on dates, I purposely give so much of myself, meaning, like, as a human, like, I'm over, like, putting out myself out there in terms of, like, saying what I want, making my little feminist jokes, my little feminist jabs, and I'm fucking over putting that shit out there to see if they can handle it. And if they can't handle it on the first date, it's not gonna work, period. You have to be able to joke around with me. You have to be able to make fun back at me. Like, it's just not going to work if you can't do that. And so I was already picking up on, like, his energy. It was like, whoa, you know? So whatever. Back to him love bombing me. He right away, again, I'm the first girl he went on a date with in months. Like, oh, I'm special. I'm this little flower he picked. I'm so special. Ah, no, I don't care. Love that for you. But, like, I'm glad you're getting yourself out there. But, like, that's not, he said that so many times. It was like, I fucking won a fucking prize. Like, I should be getting a fucking trophy because he selected me. He handpicked me. Oh, my God, I'm so lucky. He handpicked me. No. No, I don't like that. That's not fucking cute. It's not. It's not. It's not fucking cute. Doesn't make me feel special. Like, that's annoying. That's such, like, a toxic masculinity thing to me. Like, oh, now because I picked you, you gotta be good for me. Like, fuck out of here. Stop. It's fucking cringy. And so I literally told him, I literally made a joke. The third time he said that, I literally go, oh, my God, should I feel special? And then he, like, laughed and was like, no, you know what I mean, Like, he, like, I kind of called him out, and he, like, caught himself, like, wait, shit, fuck. That was, like, okay, maybe that was not, like, the cutest thing to say. Like, maybe that wasn't, like, the way to start off the date, you know? And then he's, again, a few days later, you know, we're still communicating. I still wasn't totally, like, like, he wasn't one I was like, okay, we're disgusted with, we're done. Like, I still feel like he had some qualities that I did like. So I was trying to be more open-minded. I know myself. I can be quick judgment in terms of guys. I'm naturally first jaded. I'm naturally first, like, you have to prove yourself to me. So I, as a someone who is dating, someone who's in therapy, someone who's trying to heal, heal and grow, honestly, I am someone who's trying to give people benefit of the doubt, because most men I don't give benefits of the doubts for. And then I end up feeling like, well, you know what, babe, like, you probably could have, you know, regrouped a bit. You probably could have given me a little bit more time. I don't know fully how I think about that still. It's something I'm learning in therapy. She's trying to make me loosen up a bit in terms of, like, how strict and jaded I am. Not because I'm, like, scared or anything. It's just because, like, I really see the bullshit fast, I feel like. And sometimes it's not all bullshit. Sometimes they're just putting up a little face because it's their first time meeting me and they're nervous. So I'm trying to be aware of that. I'm trying to give them space for that as well, okay? So because of this journey, because of this process of me trying to give these men a little bit more grace, like, I was like, okay, well, you did like him. You did have fun. He was funny. Like, you think he's cute. Like, let's just see the vibes, okay? So we talked for a few more days, like, phone calls and texts, and it just got worse. All of his little things I was picking up on started coming in, like, conversations we would have through text or through phone calls, and I was like, okay, we're gonna need to humble this boy. Like, Alyssa's fucking ready. That's what I like to do the best, I guess, because that's what I'm fucking doing all the time when I have to humble these fucking guys. So here's the thing. I'm not vicious. When I humble these boys, I just say what they haven't heard before. And it's like, oh, and I just call them out. And it's not like I call them out, like, rawr, like, fuck you. I literally just make sarcastic remarks that make them think about it, like, 3 days later. Like, wait, what did she mean about that? You know, he and many other guys have told me, like, I don't know when you're serious or not. And I'm like, me fucking either. Like, I don't know when you're making a joke or when you're serious. I'm like, context clues, honeybee. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's part of the process. That's how I talk. Like, I'm sarcastic. Half of the shit I'm saying right now, I'm like, you know, I'm being real, but I also feel like I exaggerate. I use extra, like, obnoxious or dramatic examples just to show my point. But, like, also, like, it's just part of how I speak. I don't know. I tend to go more sarcastic. I think it's, like, a coping mechanism, a defense mechanism. I'm not sure, but that's what I do. So, like, just catch on, you know? Catch up. So, with him, the love bombing came at an instant on the first date, but then by, like, the second or third day of us communicating, he was already asking me what type of jewelry do I like. And I was like, he's like, I know you wear a lot of rings, I know you wear necklaces every day, like, just hypothetical, if I would ever have gotten you, like, a necklace or a ring, like, what would you like, what size, like, what kind, are you gold, are you silver? And I was like, the, like, instant Alyssa was like, oh my god, let's fucking get it, let's get some fucking jewelry off this boy. But then I realized, I'm like, that's actually not, like, why are you asking me for my ring size, like, 3 days into meeting me? And I'm not saying, oh my god, he was gonna propose. No, I'm not that fucking delusional. I know that's not what the vibe was. I think that was, like, his gesture of trying to be, like, sweet or whatever. And I love that, kind of. But, like, give me, like, a few more dates. Like, also make me work for it a little bit. Don't be that fucking easy for me either. Like, you literally met me once. We had, like, a 2-hour date. Like, you shouldn't want to, like, already buy me jewelry. I mean, no, you should. Please, men, do. I mean, I'm a golden girly, size 6 for rings. Write that shit down. Send them to me, please. Lots of love. But no, like, in all seriousness, I think also, like, when you're dating, that can be, like, this is our, like, we have only met once. And you're already asking me what ring size I am and what jewelry I like. And, like, I love that. But, like, give me a few more weeks, like I said. Also make me question something about this. He was being very, like, it was almost too easy. It, like, became boring. And not saying it's boring because it was, like, well, I don't like it to be always, like, I don't want a game. I don't want a 25-8. Like, fuck, where does he stand? Where does he like me? I don't want that whole, like, drama of like, oh, like that inconsistency, I don't like that. But like, I also would like a little fun banter, like give me some shit. Like, you can talk shit in the playful way if you mean it with love. Like, we can have these little back and forths. I don't need you buying me necklaces and jewelry the first time you meet me to prove something. And I think that just kind of continued on, and then eventually, like within a week, I was just like, hey, I don't know, like at this point, I texted him and I was like, because he made it very clear, like he just wants to talk to one person. He also said, which is kind of fucking rude, he's like, you know what though, I like that you only had like one really long-term relationship, like of adult relationship. I had stuff, like, obviously whatever in high school, but like in college, he's like, I like that you only had one because it shows you don't sleep around much. That means nothing. I'm just kidding. Me exposing. No. Okay, so did I pass your test? Your little fucking, I'm a petite flower. Like, oh, I don't need, like what? Like, don't, that was, again, the first date he said. And I quote, I like that you only had, like, a one, real, like, longer term relationship because that means you don't sleep around much. So if I did sleep around much, then I'm disgusting to you. I'm a whore. What the fuck? Like, you don't say that to women. You don't say that in 2023 to fucking women. You don't. Like, I that's not cute to me. And I laughed, and I responded, oh, so if I did, am I a whore? And then he got red and, like, laughed it off. Like, he couldn't answer the question. Hello? No. That's rude. Like, no, it's not cute to me. And I'm not saying that I'm sleeping around. I'm just saying, like, if I was or if I am, like, who is he to tell me that? That I made the cut because I don't, according to what he assumes from me based on my my history with dating. A relationship with someone versus, like, dating people and, like, being in the world that I'm in now, two different energies, two different things, okay? I just think that is all like little things that you kind of pick up on in the beginning and then you do better next time. Like, you kind of keep an eye out, like, maybe that wasn't the best thing he could have told me. Maybe that's a red flag. So that just was something I guess needed to get off my chest because I clearly have a lot to say about it. Also with him, when I told him, like, I basically told him, like, you know what, like, you know, nothing against you, it's not nothing, like, nothing deep, nothing like personal to you. I just feel like where you are and where I am in life right now, I can't give you what you want, and I don't think it's fair to kind of hold you along, string you along that process. And I made it very much like it was on me, like, I did it for me. I didn't need to make it a thing where I was like, fuck you, raw, let me call you out. It wasn't that deep for me. He didn't really like pull my heartstrings that much. Like, I was not that invested. I just wanted him to know, like, you don't have to, you know, we're not going to keep doing my thing. And it was more for him, so I didn't ghost him, essentially. And he responded and was like, okay, well, and he was, like, being an asshole in his response to me. Point fucking exactly. Thank you, sweetheart, for being an asshole in your response, because, again, it shows this was not for me, okay? Do you know how many guys I've encountered that have been so respectful if they either, like, ended things, for lack of better words, with me, or if I ended things, for lack of better words, with them? Where they're like, you know what, lots of love, I'll give you space, like, best of luck to you, still rooting on for you. Like, for him to be like, I would, like, fuck. Like, he was, like, gross in his response. Not the fucking vibes. And again, when that shit happens, when they're nasty, when you try to set up a boundary, or when you're trying to give yourself space or to cut things off in a polite, respectful way, and if they respond nasty about it, that is a good sign of the type of person that they are. I noticed from that moment on, he had never been told no before. So when I told him, when I chose, I was done with him, he was like, rawr, well, how do I act now? Fuck you. He became all this little toxic masculinity come seeping through, and he didn't know how to fucking act. And that, again, is not for me. I know that I talk a lot about the red flags in guys, the icks in guys, you know, the things we need to work on with men. But I want to give some love to the good things about men. Now, don't take it too far. Don't think I lost myself. Don't think I'm fucking losing it. I'm going to talk nicely about guys. Please, I'm still here. I know who I am. You know, this is very, very just a little silver lining just to kind of give them some credit when they do well. We know we do love positive reinforcements. I do give positive reinforcements just to remind them, like, you're doing a good job, to keep that energy so they know what I like and what I expect back. So for the next few minutes, we're going to chat about some good green flags in guys, okay? Again, take this lightly. I'm not fucking saying you're amazing. Everyone's perfect now with all these men. We still have lots of room to grow. But there have been some fun green flags that I want to highlight with some of these guys. And the first one being is when they are self-aware. When these men know, when they have plans, when they have dedication, when they have, when these men have plans for their future, when they have ambition, when they're determined, when they care about themselves, when they care about their health, their mental, their physical health, when they prioritize their things and then leave room for you, like, that's fun. We want those things in these men. We want a guy who, like, is mentally doing well. And if you're not mentally doing well, I want you to be able to seek help or to admit that you're not doing well and to work on it, not to put all of that baggage on me or on your partner that you're with. Okay? We want a man who's self-aware, who's not afraid to be vulnerable, who's not afraid to be like, you know what, I need help. Or you know what, I want to talk about this. Or let's have this conversation. Or let's talk, let's work this out. That's what we need. We want men who can understand, you know, communication. Communication is fucking key, okay? Yes, I am a comm major. I do have that, like, drilled in my brain. However, it works in everyday life. So many things can be solved by fucking communicating. And while communicating can be awkward, can be vulnerable, can be confronting, it can feel uncomfortable, it has to be done. I really believe, like, it needs to be done in relationships in order to be healthy. Do check-ins if you're nervous. Do a week check-in. Hey, how are you doing? Did you like this? Was this fun for you? Did you like when I said this? Did you not like when I said this? You know, these are all things we want to talk about, we want to do. And I just think, like, I had so many things, you know, in high school, in college, whatever, that just didn't work out in my favor, or just things that didn't work out, period, because I was scared to speak up. And that, I believe, can be the biggest weakness for so many people, relationships, and I think especially women. Not to pull that card, but women didn't have voices fucking 20 years ago, okay? It was getting better. We were getting there. But it took fucking rallies, it took marches, it took fucking protests, it took things, it took society to grow up a bit and be open-minded, it took things, it's still taking things for women to have a full voice and a full platform for ourselves. While yes, me being here is already the most, like, such a great, like, me speaking on this podcast right now is such a great thing to show the sign of the times. We're fucking getting there, we're getting out there, out here she is, us women, doing our shit, being our own baddies, being our own bosses, doing all of our things. However, if you don't have this communication in your relationships, it's, you're gonna be lacking a lot of things. You're gonna feel resentment, you're gonna feel like, fuck, he didn't know to do that for me? Well, you didn't tell him. So no, I'm sorry. I don't mean this in a bitchy way. Men are like, they need to be told things like 12 times for them to maybe process it. Do you know how many fucking things I've told a guy before and it took them like 12 times to realize, like, wait a minute, maybe she wants this instead. Or maybe she wants me to do that instead to show that I like her. Like, fuck, like, they're fucking dumb, okay? And not, sorry, I'm getting aggressive right now. I'm sorry, but these guys, they don't think fully. Like, they're, especially, I'm like, ugh, triggered right now. Especially the ones who are still, like, growing up. Like, they're in their 20s, early 20s, whatever it is. They need to be told things like they are a child. And they still won't fucking process it until you're literally like, dude, I literally told you this 6 times. Look me in the eyes. Are you listening? Let's fucking process, let's regroup. Like, you have to fucking walk them through this shit. And I'm sorry, but it has to be, I'm sorry, this is probably rude to you, probably offending you. If it's offending you, you probably are one of the ones I'm talking about. And I mean that with so much love. I'm not trying to be a bitch right now, but, like, seriously, guys, the amount of times myself or other women in my life have told me, they told their boyfriend, the guy they're talking to, their partner, whoever it is, something like 6 times and they still didn't do it for them, like, get a fucking grip. Just just give him a few, just give these, I know when us women talk, we talk, we're fucking blabbers. I can talk for 6 hours about one topic. Like, I fucking know we have a lot to say. However, there are sometimes really good, valuable things to say that we are saying, so please listen. Okay, we are not saying these things sometimes just to fucking speak. There are times when we, as women in relationships with you, have real good gems to fucking say. And I need you to listen. I need you to just take a step back and think. Women also, I've learned since in college and studying, whatever, women aren't always the most verbally communicative because traditionally we weren't able to be. So a lot of things women do is through their actions. And through their body language. If their fucking head is down, if they're not looking, making eye contact with you, if they are nervous to talk around you, if they're stuttering, if they're quietly whispering, or if they're scared to speak up, that's when you should hone in on these women even more and check in and be someone who listens. Does that make sense? If you tell me something, that's good, you know. It's like, oh my god, guess what, babe? Like, I'm gonna go fucking hang out with my ex tomorrow. And if I'm like, oh, okay, sure, have fun. You know, no eye contact, my body's fucking morphed down, I'm sad, I'm upset, why are you hanging out with your fucking ex? What is the point of that? What do you need out of her? What is the vibe? Like, I don't understand, but they're an extra reason. I verbally said, okay, have fun. But how did I say it? If you're watching this on the YouTube, I looked sad, my body caved in, I didn't make eye contact, my voice got quieter. It's like, okay, she's clearly not okay. Unfortunately, there are times when women are confusing, where guys are like, I don't know what she means, she told me one thing, but she meant the other thing. You just gotta hone in on that. If it's a girl that you care about, if it's someone who you want to work on, if you want a working relationship where you guys are getting better together and are being healthy together and then are communicating together, you have to be able to be comfortable being like, babe, like, seriously, like, just tell me the truth, like, is that okay with you? You know, and that's something that you can check in on. That's a very extreme example, like, hanging out with your ex. Like, obviously, most people are not going to love that. But, like, just to get an idea, like, something that you need... I need you to, like, really hear what we say. Please. It'll make things go so much further, so much smoother. You know how women sometimes have random outbreaks? They're like, fuck you! And, like, they get mad at you for no reason. According to you, no reason, quote unquote. There's a fucking reason. And the reason was, she's still mad at you for not listening to her when she asked you to do something 3 weeks ago. Okay? And I know it's confusing. I know it's complicated. You just gotta use context clues. We all learned that shit in middle school, in grade school. Context clues will save your life, will save your relationships, okay? Please, thank you, lots of love. I don't even know how the fuck I got to this concept right now. I don't know where throughout this I got to. I love how this was like me saying, I'm gonna talk about the green flags and guys, and I'm like, men are fucking dumb. I'm sorry. This was supposed to be me, like my little positive segment towards men right now, and I literally just fucking took all that back and just fucking dragged you. I apologize. Let's go back to the happy thoughts about men, okay? The good things that these men do. Going back on the communication, had a guy who we were talking for a few weeks, I think, maybe a month or so, and we had plans to see each other in X amount of days, and then finally one day he texted me and was like, hey, Alyssa, like, you know what? I'm right now, like, not in a good state mentally. I'm not doing well. I'm really stressed. And it's even hard for me to get out of bed. So there's no way I can promise you that I'm going to be able to go out with you next week. Like, if I can't even take care of myself, I don't want to put that on you. I don't think now's the time for me to put my energy into you when I still need to put energy into me. So, like, I wish you the best. Lots of love. But, like, I don't think I can do this right now. When I saw that text, I literally smiled and was like, thank you. This sweetheart was not only self-aware of what he was going through, he was able to admit what he was going through to me. He also knew that I was someone who was not going to be like, rah, you fucking dumbass, you can't get out of bed. No, I would never. I love that he was so honest and transparent and vulnerable with me. That just made me respect him even more because he was able to acknowledge what he was going through and what he was feeling. And he also, I think that's also something to think about when you have a partner. Like, you have to also be open for them. Like, this man felt comfortable enough to tell me that because I must have gave him the space to feel comfortable and I was going to be good. I was going to, you know, call him out or, like, be like, fuck you. Like, what do you mean you can't talk to me anymore? You can't date anyone? Like, none of that. So I think those things make a big difference, okay? And in terms of that, I responded and was like, thank you so much for being honest with me. I told him, I wish you nothing but the absolute best. If I can help you in this journey, let me know. Please, like, take care of yourself. It is never that deep. And he is someone, he's like, thank you, lots of love. He's someone, it's happened, I think, even last year. I can't even remember fully. But months ago, we still have each other on social media. We'll still slide up. We'll still send love to each other. But it's just from afar. And that's all it needs to be. And that's all, that's great. And not everyone is supposed to be your person, but I hope that in his life, I made him realize, like, you know what, I need to regroup because I'm not feeling so good. And I hope that he got help and whatever it was. And I hope for me, I'm talking about him. He clearly impacted me in a positive way because that was so cool. It showed me that there are men out there who can admit to these things, who can be vulnerable, who can experience and be open about these things and communicate these things. So that's another green flag. Like, just be cool, be real. Like, let's fucking get it. We're all humans. We're all going through shit. We know it's not fucking easy. I know it. You know it. Let's just do this together as a collective. We'll go so much further if we take care of ourselves first and then take care of each other. Going back to another green flag about guys, I know I was just talking a guy who had mommy issues and who, but like, I also love when a guy has a good relationship with his mom. Like I said earlier, there's a difference. Having mom, being like, I'm the only man in this world and the world revolves around me is different than like loving your mom, hanging out with your mom, but respecting your mom, having a strong, you know, defending your mom, having a strong relationship with your mom or with sisters. Like, guys who have older sisters are fucking whipped into shape because those sisters are like, get a fucking grip, okay? At least from what I've experienced. Or guys who have younger sisters are so sweet and paternal because they have a girl that they care about, that they want to treat well. What I like too, when guys have younger sisters, I'm like, okay, so the way that you just talk to me, if a guy talked to your sister like that, would you allow it? And they're like, fuck no. Okay, then don't fucking talk to me like that. Like, it gives them a space to like process, if that makes sense. It gives them space to realize, like, wait, let me not be an asshole, because God forbid a guy does this to my sister, I'd fucking kill him, you know? So that's how we do better. We just stay self-aware. We think of these things. We think of the context of how we want to be treated to people and how we want people to treat us. And that's just how the world goes around. I do think that men, just traditionally, historically, they need a little bit more help and support in this world. Women do too. When I say they need more help and support in this world, I mean in this world of dating, because a lot of guys historically were okay if they were the assholes. They were celebrated when they were the assholes, when they were the douches. Their guy group was like, yeah, you just fucking told her, let's fucking get, like, that was a fun, positive thing. If you watch old movies, in Greece, for example, like, they liked that he was a player and he was a little, like, you know, they almost got like, really, you're gonna like this bitch? Like, are you kidding? Like, you're gonna like this one girl? Like, come on now. Like, that was a thing, and that still is a thing. So I think we, unfortunately, women, once again, doing the fucking Lord's work, like, we have to be able to be aware that not all guys are going to be picture perfect when you find them. This is not me saying to fucking fix a man. You will not be able to fix a man if he does not want to fix himself. Let me make that so fucking clear. I am not saying to fix a man, or, oh, he's just working on himself. Like, he can talk to me like that, though. It's okay. He's just in the learning. He's just learning. He's just going. No, we don't accept cruel behavior. We don't accept abuse in any form. We don't accept negativity in any form. We don't accept anyone trying to lessen you. I'm just saying, if there's a guy who's quality and you really believe that, like, he is quality and he has so much good potential, if he makes one slip up or two slip ups, just communicate it with him. Just be like, hey, you know what, that wasn't nice what you said. I'm gonna let you think about that. Do you agree? Was that not, like, I literally have contact, like, was that, do you think that was right to tell me right now? And then they think about it and they're like, oh fuck, you're right. Like, we have sometimes coached them through these things, and I don't know, it's annoying. I don't want to spend my whole life fucking coaching and having to work this through, but I do know if there's someone who is worth it and who has, you know, all those things, and they just kind of are in their growing pains. This goes for men or women. It is okay to, like, grow together. Do you know what I mean? It is okay to leave room for growth, and that we are all meeting each other where we are meeting each other, and whatever journey and space that we are in today is how we're meeting each other. So there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be things that you have to get through together, but it's how you get through them together. are you doing it as a unit? Are you guys growing together? Are you individually whole on your own, and then you guys are growing together and being well together? Or are you just letting yourself be dragged in the fucking mud while they figure out themselves, and you hate your life and you're miserable and you wish he would do this for you and that for you, but you can't tell him because then you get mad? Like, it's just a cycle of things that we need to just be more aware of as men, as women, as anyone who is dating. Especially as anyone who is looking for a partner long term, who wants a healthy relationship. Like, it's just all a part of the process. It's a fucking lot. It's a fucking lot. There are millions of books, of podcasts, of songs, of movies about this fucking shit, and it's hard, but we're here. It's 2023. Women, let's fucking go. We got voices, we have places to be, we have things to do. Let's fucking get it. And men, let's fucking get it. I trust you. I believe in you. Let's do better. Stop making me jaded, please. There are good ones out there. I know it. Let's fucking uplift those good ones. And just a last little, like, topic on these guys. I've also had a guy before who told me, like, whoa, you give off so much positive, good energy. Like, I'm just going to bring you down. When he told me that, thank you. You fucking knew. You fucking knew you were not in a space for me, so you weren't gonna fuck with me, and you weren't gonna ruin me, you weren't gonna mess with me mentally because you knew you weren't ready for me. Thank you. I don't know what I have to say more, but thank you for being honest, for being aware, and for being able to acknowledge, be vulnerable that you weren't in a space for me. And another guy was like, you know what, once I'm ready, once my life is together, I'm gonna come for you, and come for you in like a fun, like sweet, like healthy way, not like raw, I'm gonna come for you. Like, he's gonna come for me when he's ready, and I'm gonna keep doing my thing. I'm not waiting around for him. But the fact that he was able to admit and acknowledge that he isn't in a space right now where he would be able to, for lack of better words, handle someone like me, who has drive, who has ambition, who does have things going for her, who has potential. And this is, I'm speaking on many women that I know in this world. Like, a lot of us women are fucking out here. All of us women are out here, you know? Like, for a guy to be able to acknowledge, like, I need a little bit more time to focus on myself and grow and be a good man for myself, then I could be a good person to you. Thank you. So much love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what that just gives me hope that there are men out there who believe that. All these guys are in their 20s. All these men who are saying these things, who are giving me hope, who are helping me, like, really feel like there's good men out there, there's quality guys out there, are in their 20s. So I know it can hopefully only get better. I think, too, as a generation, as we are growing, as we are learning as a generation and growing up together, being able to see what's healthy and what's not, there are going to be more quality men in the world in 10 years, in 20 years. I do have so much hope for that. As us women and men, that are raising younger kids, generations of kids, like, I believe in this. I believe in the parents of the world right now. I believe in the future. Like, I just know we will continue to do better for ourselves and for each other. So this is a lot. We're fucking here. I could talk about this shit for hours. I spend so much time just thinking about these things and picking up on these things, but I wanted to end on this positive note of, like, there is hope in the world. We are out here. Everyone is just trying to do their own thing and get by. Let's do that while being nice to ourselves and being nice to each other. I'm thankful for these men. If you are listening, and if you have ever had healthy habits and have healthy relationships, and if you had healthy experiences with me personally, thank you. Like, you do not go unnoticed. I know a lot of times I can spend so much time talking shit about the negatives that guys do, but I do want to uplift and acknowledge that there are good men out there. Again, not all of men, not the whole, you know. Again, I'm acknowledging that there are still a lot of men who have a lot of work to do, but I also know, once again, there is hope. So, I'll end it there. Please send in any questions, any topics you want me to go over. I will be having a Google Doc that is going to be in my link in my bio, where you can submit any questions you have, and I can start answering these questions. I'm also going to have questions that are for guests and whatnot, so please, please, please send in your questions. You can be anonymous if you'd like, or you can tell me if you want me to say a name to acknowledge you for your questions. I want to hear them. Let's hear topics, let's hear stories, whatever you want to send in, I want to hear, and I want to talk about it on this show. So much love for you. Follow me on all the socials, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. You know where to find me. Send me questions, send me feedback, send me thoughts, send me topics, send me ideas, whatever it is. Let's fucking talk. Let's collab on this together. Let's be a unit. Let's do this as a group. And overall, please, 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 like, rate, review, subscribe, all the things. I'm a baby podcast, just trying to make it out in this harsh world. please send me the love, send me the rates, send me the reviews so we can continue to grow together. So thank you so much for being here. I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.